Joy is good to be in the house.
Amen.
And I like what Trick. Can somebody tell us, or can somebody tell me why we're here? And Gene, it's not because Pastor Todd's not. I needed to say that. Because a couple of years ago, Pastor Todd was up here a minute. He said, "Now," and this was while I was pastoring, you know, and Pastor Todd filled in for me on a Sunday. Is that right? Anyway, and he said, Pastor Todd said, "Can anybody tell me why we're here?" And he was thinking about what Tricia said. "I'm here to stir you up." Well, this young man chimed up, "It's because Pastor Rob's not here." Oh, glory. God is so good. God is so good. And that was a good word, babe. That was good, good word. And how many will give me just 10 minutes? Not a hand went up. You want to keep on preaching? No, turn her mic off. What I've got just dovetails right into what Tricia shared. And what I want to share with you is about believing and saying. Because whenever a prophecy is given or a word is given and you know it is from God, it's up to us to believe it. I mean, when a prophecy is given, a personal prophet, now this is a general prophetic word that Brother Copeland gave about the abundant harvest, and also the word that Brother Savell gave. But when someone gives us a personal prophecy and it rings in our spirit, we identify with it. That's when we need to continue to say it.
Yes.
Believe it and say it. If you look back over, not look back over, but if you think back over in the book of Genesis chapter 1, God said, God called, and God was saying 14 times in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis. So words are very important. So when someone gives us a prophecy, generally to the body of Christ, to the kingdom of God, or prophetic, it's up to us to continue to repeat it. And not what happens if we believe it, now it's up to us to say it. Amen. Think about what, let's go, I've got several scriptures here, but I'm going to concentrate on just on a couple of them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9, this is what the Amplified said. This is familiar. It says what? "But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen and the ear has not heard." Now think about this, because I'm going to take you to another scripture and hopefully bring some light to this. "And what eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him." How many love God? We all love God. "And those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obey..." Oh, that's a good word. "Promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he bestowed." God just gave me some stuff on that. Praise God. Praise God. We need to be prompt to obey. We need to be quick to obey. When he says something, it's up to us to walk into it, receive it, and take it and go with it promptly. Amen. Be quick to obey. How many has ever had children and they weren't quick to obey? How many was a child and you weren't quick to obey? I'm going to tell you all this again. You've heard it before, but I'm repeating my story. I got the microphone. You keep that one off. I got the microphone. But when I was a child and mother used to tell me to do something, she said, "Rob, I want you to do something." "Well, okay, mother, I'll do it." And then she said it the second time. Well, the third time she comes at me with a switch. Whipping a child ain't bad. And she'd come at me with a switch. And I say, "Mother, I was fixing to do it. She said, I know, son, but it just took you too long to get fixed. Yeah. And that's the truth. But we need to be quick to obey God, quick to believe what He says to us. This prophetic work, this is the year. 2019 is the year for the abundant harvest of whatever. Amen. So we need to be prompt in obeying that. Then it says grateful.
Yes.
Grateful.
Yes.
Listen to this. And gratefully, promptly obeying and gratefully recognizing the benefits He has bestowed. God, we're grateful people. We're grateful every time we have a meal. Every time we have a meal, and I pray, Father, I thank You for this meal.
Yes.
We receive it with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Just a meal. Father, we receive it with thanksgiving. Amen. Whatever He's given to you, be grateful.
Yes.
With a grateful heart. Well, I bless God, I deserve that. No. Father, I thank You for that. I gratefully receive that. Amen. So what I want you to see here, that was just an add-on, thank God for. But what I want you to see here is, eye has not seen and ear has not heard.
Yes.
Amen. So we agree with that.
Yes.
Now I'm going to share some things with you that's in your heart. But like Trisha said, we want to stir this up.
Yes.
We want to bring some things back to remembrance.
Yes.
That's going to take you to the place that God wants you to be and receive what God wants you to receive in the year 2019. And beyond.
And beyond.
That sounds kind of Star Trek-y, didn't it? And beyond. But God wants us to get to the place that we receive this today. We accept this today. So we see this, that God has prepared some things for us that our eye has not seen, that our ear has not heard. So we agree with that, right? So now with that in mind, go to Ephesians chapter 2. Or chapter 3, and let's go to verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3. And like I said, this is very, very familiar scripture with us, but I know that you're going to be awake.
Yes.
And I know that you're awakening to this.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So now go back to verse 9 of what it says in Corinthians. Eye has not seen,
yes.
Ear has not heard, all the things that God has prepared for us.
Yes.
Has prepared. So if it has been prepared for us, it is for us.
Yes.
It's for our now and it is for our future.
Yes.
Amen. So we must believe that. I personally believe that.
Amen.
Amen. Now looking at this scripture, you've heard it from this platform several times. But let it register and get deep in your heart today.
Yes.
And receive it as God wants you to receive it.
Yes.
So going from Corinthians to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, Amplified says, now to Him who by the action of His power, listen to this, of His power that is at work within us.
Yes.
His power is at work within us. And another scripture you can use to verify that is Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Those who are in Christ Jesus have within them the very same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. I can't get over that.
I know.
Dusty, that is the same Spirit that raised Christ. Not another one. Not a duplicate. Not a clone. It is the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, and now He says that Spirit is at work within us.
Amen.
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 And is able to carry out His purpose and do not just abundantly, but super abundant. Super abundant. How many remember Superman?
Yeah.
How many remember Mighty Mouse? You got the little rat.
That's right.
And now you got the mighty rat.
That's right.
But Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
How many used to watch Mighty Mouse? Now, how many really used to watch Mighty Mouse?
Judy did.
I used to like. You didn't ever watch Mighty Mouse?
Judy did.
Did Gene raise his? Gene, did you?
I didn't have a TV.
He didn't have a TV. But if you watch those comedies and you watch Superman could change in a phone booth. How many remember what a phone booth is? He could go in there and change from Clark Kent to Superman. Amen. Church, we are super people. We don't have to get into a phone booth. We ain't got to get in no comic strip.
That's right.
We are super people. Amen?
Amen?
And here's what the scripture says. I love this. Glory to God. Get this. Let this register deep in your heart. His power that is at work within us is able to carry out His purpose. And do super abundantly in us, far above, far over, and above all. All. How many know what the word all means in Greek? You're exactly right. I gotta say this. You know, the scripture says you have not because you ask not. And it says because you ask amiss. Well, we got to quit asking the women. We need to start asking the misters. Gene, that wasn't good, was it? Y'all hear? Trisha said, "Yeah, remember it was the women in Egypt who went in to get all the spoils." Well, Moses said, "Women, go get all the diamonds, all the jewels, all." Women, go get it. Hallelujah. Oh, is my face red? Do I stand corrected? Oh, glory, glory. Now listen to this. All right, settle down. So it said, that work within us is able to carry out His purpose, do a super abundantly, all above, all up, far above. All that we dare.
Yes.
Now you have heard this and heard this and heard this. Let this make an imprint on your mind and heart today. Today, take this word, and let this word be imprinted on your heart.
Yes.
That you dare ask, that you dare think,
yes.
Infinitely above. Our highest prayers, our highest desires, our highest thoughts, our highest hopes, or your highest dreams.
Amen.
To Him be glory in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. If you can think it, He's going further. If you can dream it, He's going further. If you can hope it, that hope is that divine expectation. He's going further. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It has not been in the heart of man what God wants to do for us. What does He want to do for us? He's already given us the keys of the kingdom. Already. So when we walk in lack, it's not His fault. When we do without, it's not His fault. Well, God didn't fulfill my dream. No. He's going to go higher than you can dream. Well, what are you saying about it? Are you believing it and saying it? Are you believing it and saying it? Now I'm going to wrap up with this. I'm going to finish with this. We're not going to go any further. But take this. What Jesus said, this comes from the mouth. Trisha talking about prophets?
Yes.
What better prophet?
That's right, Jesus.
What better prophet than the Master?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
What better prophet
yes.
than the Messiah?
Amen.
Ooh, come on.
Yes.
What better prophet than the King of Kings
right.
and the Lord of
Amen.
Lords?
Amen.
What
praise
better
God.
Prophet than the Savior?
Amen.
And he said in the book of Mark, mm-hmm. chapter 11 and verse 22. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Mark 11, verse 22 says, "And Jesus," this is what the Amplified says, "replying, said to them, have faith in God." Constantly. Constant. Have faith in God. If God said it, just believe it.
Amen.
He can't lie to us.
No.
If God were to lie, we'd be annihilated. God is not going to break covenant.
No.
And his covenant is everything that he has is ours.
Yes.
Everything that we have, our limited, is his.
Yes.
He supplies superabundantly.
Yes.
Superabundantly. Have faith in God. Then he goes on to say, "Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart," not his mind, but his heart, "but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident
yes.
that it is granted to you and you will get it."
Hallelujah.
Say it. I shared a message years ago. Years ago, I was in Roanoke and shared at a church in Roanoke that's no longer there now. And this came out of my mouth. I remember Don Covey went down there with me as I was ministering. And I was sharing, I said, "Don't die in the shadow of your mountain."
Ooh. That's good.
Don't die in the shadow of your mountain.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I'm not talking physical.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have today that's a mountain in your life?
Yes.
Don't die in the shadow of it.
No.
Speak to it.
Yes.
Get it out of the way.
Yes.
Move it out of the way.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Did y'all get anything out of this?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank y'all for hearing. Thank y'all for receiving.
Yes.
Thank you, Tricia, for the word that you gave.
Yes.
Good, good, good word. Good word. Challenging word. We're challenged by the word of God. Father, I speak blessings upon this congregation. Your people, Father. God, they're walking in the blessings of God. They're blessed coming in, blessed going out. They're ahead only and not beneath. They're the head and not the tail. They're blessed in the field, blessed in the city. Their storehouses are blessed. You command blessings on their storehouses, on their jobs, on their businesses, on their ministries, Father. Everything that their hand touches according to your will be blessed in Jesus' name. And may the children of the kingdom of God be 10 times wiser than the children of the world. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.